for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest last week on the Cultural Baggage Show was Dr. Stanton Peel, the author of Seven Tools to Beat Addiction. Here's part of that discussion I had with Dr. Stanton Peel.
The roadblocks set in place to stop some people from breaking an addiction have to do with the hysteria, the propaganda that's been put forth that it's going to be hell on earth, shaking uncontrollably for days, sweats and fevers and so forth. But oftentimes by facing down the lions, we find that it's not nearly so bad.
Right. I don't know how you would know that, but I often hear people say those things. And one way or another, you're going to have to get over. Well, for example, if you quit smoking, there's got to be a period of discomfort. And if you're not prepared to deal with that period of discomfort, you know, you've got to sort of brace yourself and realize, you know, it's going to take some doing and overcoming some unpleasantness. Although that actually only lasts really only a matter of days. And then after that, you've got to avoid the issue of relapse. But you're so right that in the United States, we overemphasize the danger, the strength of an addiction. It's almost perverted the way we do that. For example, at one point, there was an ad saying, trying to beat an addiction on your own is like trying to remove your own appendix. We know 95% of those people who quit smoking, they did it on their own. And if you go around and ask people, you know, you do your own addiction research, you'll find that virtually all the people you'll find who quit smoking did so without professional help. And the same, remarkably, is true with alcohol and with drugs. Now, in Switzerland, they recognize that there are many, they have heroin addicts there, and they have, of course, like the United States, many more smokers than they have heroin addicts. They also recognize that, for one reason or another, most people aren't going to end up in treatment. They just don't want to identify themselves as an addict or whatever. So they said, let's make use of the fact that so many people quit addictions on their own to educate people that even if they don't go to treatment, they can quit smoking or quit a heroin habit. It can happen. They can do it. And so they took out billboards contesting the idea that addiction was a lifetime disease. That's so funny, isn't it? In the United States, we try to convince people addiction is a lifetime disease. Why would we do such a perverse thing? It's hard to fathom. Whereas in Europe, in this case in Switzerland, they're trying to emphasize to you that you have strength on your own. They're trying to tell you, look, you can overcome an addiction. Millions of people have done it. Many people have done it. Try it on your own if you're not prepared to go into treatment. We believe you can do it.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.